So today, I'm talking about Korean army, Korean army culture, especially military baptism. So please play the YouTube video. I tell you. What do you think? Where is this? It's a church, army church. They singing gospel song now and dancing. I was there 25 years ago, one of them. Looks like a festival. The title of this song is Siloam. Siloam, yeah, Siloam. Yeah, thank you, it's very enough. Yeah, thank you. We can stop it. Yeah. So, Jane, how do you feel when you saw this scene?
Where people can praise and worship and, you know, energize themselves. I have a question though, is that to do with Holy Spirit? Or
they just dancing like this.
Oh, not the head.
Just
okay,
dancing,
okay.
Yeah. Okay. That's not any meaning, I think. And someone doing something on the ground. So he like to show what they are trained, some skill. And yes, I think most Korean men, they go to Korean army. It's like a national service. How about Philippine, Edwin?
No, it's not compulsory.
It's not compulsory.
No.
But you went there?
No.
No.
I did not, no.
All right. No. How about Mehdi?
During college, we got this army reserve. You're
going to
go, they call it ROTC.
ROTC, ah.
Training.
Training as an officer, yeah. All right.
Yes.
Yes.
And also, at this ROTC, you receive the training, ROTC?
Yes, partly, yes.
Ah, partly.
But I don't think it's not compulsory.
Yes.
It's not compulsory
anymore. Okay.
During our days, yeah.
It was part of the curriculum.
Okay. So, George, you also got some training, ROTC?
Yeah.
Ah, you're the same generation, or? So how about Michael? How about Kenya?
No.
No. So if you want to be a soldier or some military base something,
yes.
So you have to apply?
You have to go through a recruitment process. It involves running around an athletics track.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's so many people, it depends on how many get to finish.
Mm.
Yeah, so it's a bit very competitive.
Ah, very competitive. Okay. I want the Korean military is competitive because all Korean men are dragged out to the Korean army. Anyway, so the reason why I showed you this one, so I'd like to talk about the military baptism. It's really there is a really interesting concept of military baptism in Korean church. All Korean men, some of you know, have to do national service as a soldier for 2 years. In my generation, 2.5 years. My father's, 3 years. So we must go to the Korean army. And some income, salary, my generation is $10 a month. $10 a month is disaster. Just it's wasting time. My dad, $2 or $1 a month, but they provide everything, about accommodation, food, everything. Actually, when I was in the Korean military training center, I was so difficult. That's the most horrible memory in my life. Violence, someone hit me, and someone take my shoes, but I couldn't complain anything. Just, it's like some jungle. So most Korean men really don't want to go Korean army, but we have to go. So most people really feel weak and very difficult. I still remember the first Sunday in Korean army, in training center, when I just stepped in the church, when I saw the cross, I just cried a lot. Oh God, you're my savior. I always looking for you in this year. Something like this, so difficult. So most Korean new soldiers, just recruited soldiers, they really feel difficult. So most Korean churches think this is a good chance to transform them or convert them. Therefore, the Korean churches try to baptize those who just joined the Korean army. But ironically, after they are discharged from the Korean army 2 years later, most Korean churches don't accept their baptism, even though they have baptized the people in the army. Why? They baptized them, but they don't accept their baptism after they discharged. Why? So let me explain. So when I went to the training center of the Korean army, they told us, you must choose one of three religions, Protestant, Catholic, and Buddhism. Only three religions in Korean training center. I don't have a religion, no exception. You must choose one of them, must. There's no Muslim or Hindu, only three religions. It's very interesting. There are only three religions in Korean army. There were 200 people in the training center with me, and they heard that the church, Protestant church, will baptize on the coming Sunday. And if a person is baptized, the church will provide 3 chocolate pies, a chocolate bar sneakers, and Coca-Cola. Most people so hungry for sweet things because Korean training center didn't provide any sweet things as like some training. So that Sunday, it's amazing, miracle. 198 of 200 converted to Christianity on that Sunday. Unfortunately, I was also baptized with the for chocolate bar and Coca-Cola. Even though I was already baptized before, I ministered so I was baptized. But I really want to have the sweet things. But in the next week, they heard that the Buddhist temple will provide cigarettes. So on next Sunday, 150 people converted to Buddhism. And next Sunday, Catholic Church provide the pizza. Most 100 people converted. And they got saint name. This is funny story, but true story, really true story. This is why most Korean churches don't accept the military baptism, and explains why. Even though a Korean man is baptized in the army, he needs to be baptized again after discharging. Baptism is understood as a ceremony to confirm someone as a Christian. Perhaps the reason why Korean churches don't accept the military baptism is because Korean churches more fully understand the true meaning of baptism. I heard, and I know, our United Church baptized a person only one time in his life or her life. So today, what I'm talking about is the new relationship through baptism of Jesus. In Matthew 3, 13 to 17, we encounter Jesus coming to John the Baptist at the Jordan River to be baptized. The moment raises an interesting question. Why would Jesus, the sinless Son of God, seek baptism? John himself was reluctant, recognizing his unworthiness for such a task, yet Jesus insisted, explaining that this was necessary to fulfill all righteousness. Through this act of obedience and humility, Jesus launched his ministry to the world. God showed us this new relationship through the baptism of Jesus. In Matthew 3, 16 to 17, God said, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." Through this divine proclamation, God revealed the true identity of Jesus to the world. For three decades, Jesus had lived an ordinary human life as the son of Mary and Joseph. Yet his baptism, heaven itself, declared a transformed reality, a new covenant relationship identifying him unmistakably as the beloved Son of God. Baptism is the ceremony for confirming identity as a Christian in front of God and the church, the body of Christ. After baptism, we are officially identified as a Christian and a church member. So how many are baptized here? To change up, please. Most everyone baptized. Thank you. Baptism is also a confession and a proclaiming of faith. Those who want to apply for baptism should accept and understand what they believe and who Christ is. It means that the baptized person has a responsibility for following Christ's life, mission in the world, and uniting the fellowship of Jesus' love with the power of the Holy Spirit. So therefore, the life of a baptized Christian should be different from the life of a non-believer. There should be something special in the life of a Christian. We may not experience a sudden and total transformation. However, baptized people can change their lives as they share in the ministry of the Holy Spirit. When Jesus was baptized, the Holy Spirit descended on him. Let's have a look at Acts. In Acts 10, 34 to 43, Peter proclaims that God shows no partiality and accepts people from every nation. Peter testifies how God anointed Jesus with the Holy Spirit and power, and everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins. This passage reveals that through baptism and faith, we enter into God's inclusive unity, inclusive family, where the Spirit works to transform lives. The Holy Spirit empowers us to live differently, breaking down barriers and enabling genuine change from within. So therefore, a baptized person should live as a witness to Jesus Christ. This is what distinguishes the baptized person. Jesus should be recognized in the way that Christians live. This is the meaning and purpose of Christian worship. The life of a baptized person can spread Jesus' love to the world. This is great of diversity throughout the church about the theology and practice of baptism. Think about that. In the early church, baptism was a big decision because the Roman Empire persecuted Christians. Becoming a baptized member could mean a cruel death. So baptism was not just a confession or ceremony to early Christians. It could be a matter of life and death. Unfortunately, some part of this world now, still they face the difficulty to be baptized. When I was confirmed in Surrey Hills United Church, Surrey Hills United Church is my home church, I thought about the faith of my ancestors and recalled a story my grandmother told me. My family has been Christian for 6 generations. This is really, really rare Christian family. Around 140 years ago, the Joseon dynasty, old name of Korea, persecuted Christians and a lot of them died. So in the coming mission trip, we will visit the site of persecution, something site. In the soul. In the period, one of my ancestors hid a Western missionary and was baptized by him. Moreover, my ancestor built a church in his town. Unfortunately, the church was burned in the Korean War. This story rose in my heart in my confirmation service in Surrey Hills United Church, when Rob, the minister of the congregation, put his hand with water on my head. The story and the confirmation service inspired me for my life. And I also was reminded that through the baptism of my ancestor, my family became Christian. I believe this happened through the grace of the Holy Spirit. Baptism is more than a human ritual or tradition. We can be inspired and confirm our identity, faith, and God's love through baptism. Moreover, we can be a part of the body of Christ and live in the power of His Spirit. Baptism is Christ's gift and the grace of God. I pray that we will receive and enjoy this gift and this grace because we are the children of God. Amen. Let us pray. Holy God, thanks for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, and showing the relationship for us through His baptism. O God, open the veil of heaven and speak to us as a Father loving His children. And pour out your Spirit upon us, like Jesus' baptism, that we may be reborn by the water and Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.